With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Top Democrats are backing Joe Biden's 2024 bid for now after his poor showing at the presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Before Thursday's debate had finished, some Democrats and Biden allies were calling on the president to withdraw from the White House contest. But influential voices within the party aren't giving up on their presumptive nominee just yet. On social media, former President Barack Obama alluded to his own poor showing in his first 2012 debate, saying bad debate nights happen. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries answered with a flat no when asked if Joe Biden should step aside. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, it may soon be time for a lawmaker from Florida to find a new home state.
Two politicians known to be on Donald Trump's vice presidential list, Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Byron Donalds, are from Florida. That's where the former president also lives. And that's leaving open a scenario where his running mate would have to move if the Republican ticket wins. The U.S. Constitution prohibits the president and vice president from residing in the same state. If the situation were not handled properly, the 12th Amendment could prevent the 30 Florida electors from casting their vote if Republicans win the state. Bob Agner reporting.
Many new California laws signed off by Governor Gavin Newsom will go into effect on July 1st.
Included in the new legislation is an 11% tax on the sale of ammunition and firearms in California. The Keep Kids in School law prevents schools from suspending or expelling students from kindergarten through 12th grade for willful defiance, which is defying school staff or disrupting school activities.
Correspondent Tasia Stevens. Police in upstate New York say an officer has fatally shot a 13-year-old boy who was running from them while pointing a replica gun. Utica Police Department says the shooting happened Friday night. This is SRN News. The Far East is growing mission field.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family advocates, and conservatives are reacting with mixed feelings to the Supreme Court's decision to take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers to help a child live as the opposite sex. Others fear the justices will side with the administration, thereby invalidating similar bans in dozens of states. In 2020, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a transgender funeral home worker. This is SRN News. A dismal report on home ownership.
A new housing report from Harvard University found that would-be homebuyers need to make more money than ever if they want to buy a home in Texas urban areas. The study also found that home prices and rents remain well above where they stood before the pandemic. The growth in Texas home prices has outpaced income growth, pricing many households out of the market. It's common for buyers to have to make at least six figures to purchase a home in major urban areas. The number of homeowners and renters who struggle to keep a roof over their head is also at an all-time high. John Scott reporting.
Amazon is reviewing claims that artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI is scraping content, including from prominent news sites, without approval. A spokesman for Amazon confirms the tech giant was assessing information it received from the news outlet Wired. You'll always find more details and much more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.